Art historical description. When Raphael painted this picture, he was about 20 years old and had already left his hometown of Urbino, where he had picked up his first notions of art in his father's workshop, to visit Perugia, Rome, Siena, and Florence. Before returning to Florence to study the work of Leonardo and Michelangelo in greater depth, he completed a number of paintings in Città di Castello, the Umbrian town from which this altarpiece comes. It was commissioned from him by the Albizzini family for the Chapel of St. Joseph in the Church of San Francesco. Raphael was probably asked to produce a similar picture to the one that Pietro Vannucci, known as Perugino, was painting for the chapel in Perugia Cathedral, erected to house the holy ring that was believed to have been placed on the Virgin's finger at her marriage. Raphael certainly emulated Perugino's subject matter and overall composition, with the most important figures in the foreground and a broad square opening out behind them and dominated by a temple in the background. But while the space in Perugino's altarpiece is two-dimensional, Raphael's great innovation lay in creating a space spreading out from the temple's vertical axis to embrace the entire square and extend as far as the curve of the horizon. He got the basic idea for this astonishing innovation both from the theories formulated by Leon Battista Alberti in his treatise entitled De Re Edificatoria, in which he extols the circle as the perfect form of the elements in nature and describes the ideal church as white, centrally planned and built on a vast square, but raised off the ground, and from those formulated by Piero della Francesca and Bramante, who describe beauty as an order of geometrical and musical ratios capable of reawakening in the observer the harmonious sense of the universe. The temple, set in full light and distanced by the gradually shrinking paving slabs with their precise perspective lines, is the source of this circular space. The figures in the foreground, who are not in a straight line, but are arranged in a semicircle fanning out over the paving stones, also help to reflect the circular rhythm dominating the whole composition. The figures are extremely controlled in their gazes and in their very basic gestures and poses in order to ensure that everything converges and focuses on the priest's ritual gesture, and that nothing distracts the observer's eye from the symbolic significance of the temple in the centre of the picture. In varying his figures' features, costumes and poses, Raphael succeeds in conveying a feeling of immense simplicity and naturalness, to which the small figures in the distance, linking the foreground to the temple and the landscape, also contribute. The overall feeling of harmony is also expressed through a rich and skillfully measured palette. The altarpiece graced the altar in the Chapel of St. Joseph until 1798, when Giuseppe Lecchi, commanding a detachment of the Napoleonic army, took it with him to Brescia. He claimed that it was freely offered to him by the local people, but later reconstructions suggest that the troops forced the people to hand over the painting. After passing through several hands, it was finally bought by Giuseppe Bossi, the secretary of the Reale Accademia di Brera, in 1806, for the picture gallery that was still in its infancy at the time.